past four?
Can't go past fourth step. Fourth step is for Gabriel. Three step, we cannot come in. Do you remember seven steps we made? Guess what? The first four were yearning, love, knowledge,
enrichment.
All are understandable. Which one you didn't understand? Let me start again. Before attending this class or reading Rumi, you know about yearning, love, knowledge, enrichment. Right? Talk to whoever you want, you choose. They will say, oh, that's a good stuff. Because it's understandable. Let's go to the last three. Unity. Bewildering. Not having, not being. Which one do you understand? Which one is understandable? None. Which one do you like? None. Those three are beyond the knowledge. Those three will happen only to a lover. Real lover. Unity, bewilderment, not having, not being. That's what a lover is. Lover doesn't think about him or herself. Lover thinks about beloved. So I don't exist. It doesn't start with this. It starts with the sense of unity. Lover feels some unity with beloved, with all differences. But there is a connection, there is a binding there. Then, lover, because of being a human being, will try to understand it. Why am I helpless here? Why it doesn't work the way it was? This is bewilderment. Lover will swallow it. Because lover by experience will understand that it's not understand love. All the rest of the people, they try to understand love. Lover knows that love is not something to understand. Love is something to experience, to be in. And you cannot understand it. It bewilder you because it will stop your understanding and will get rid of your self-centeredness and narcissism. Those are the three types. Rumi talked about it. Amazingly, he said, listen, this understanding, this intelligence is like Gabriel. And imagine how funny it is, this story, to begin with. Rumi didn't create this story. This is Quranic story, right? And it's a very serious story if you dig in. Because God likes Muhammad, wants to give Muhammad the honor of being in the palace. And will send him a camel, a limousine, a very extended one. And this limousine will take Muhammad to somewhere. From earth, it goes from the fourth level of the sky, which is the place of sun, which is the place of light. Then we say, Mr. Muhammad, this is it. Said, are we there yet? Said, no. But I cannot fly more than this. The rest you have to go yourself. What kind of story is that? Only a silly person will think about the God sending a limousine and a limousine in the midway stopping and say, I have no more gas, sorry, you have to work the rest yourself. But this is a story, really. Because these are stories. The story is made to transfer meaning. The meaning of this, Rumi explained it to you. So, religiously, when he thinks, reads Quran, he will understand this. Not really, literally, God will send to this Muhammad. This is not it. Muhammad is the spirit. He said it. Do you remember? He said, all the prophets are the same. When we say Muhammad, Adam, Jesus, Moses, these are the same. Because we are not talking about them. We are talking about you. In you there is a spirit. We name it a prophet. This spirit of you could be elevated to the fourth grade with the knowledge. But the remaining three grades, it's not with knowledge. You have to walk the path. Yes, you could be knowledgeable about love, but you have to walk the path of love. That's the only way to get it, to understand it. But guess what? In our path, there are people who really don't do a lot, but they will arrive in a lovely place because they don't talk about algebra. They see beyond the algebra, beyond the logic. What is the beyond the logic? Oh, beyond the logic is the way you walk this path. Let's say, inshallah, all of us, we want to walk this path, okay? And some of us walk better. Some of us are stronger, okay? Let's start this path. Who has the best chance to arrive? You tell me. Who will arrive first?
Part.
You see, your logical part is looking for something, and I said some of us are stronger because we are talking negatively about this lion. You say, okay, that's not a question. Then, I said some of us will walk better, and you thought, okay, maybe not, and you're creating something. It doesn't work that way. Guess what? You know who will arrive first? Imagine that we declare our walk, and tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, several different streets are blocked, especially for us. And everybody knows that we are walking towards the light. Who will arrive first? The one who falls first. You start, and some of us will fall down. What will happen? The ambulance is here, they will take it there. Yes, it's your heart. That's how it is. You know, in this path, it's like that. Because in this path, it's not only me walking towards beloved. It's the attraction beloved sends here. It's not only me reacting to my heart. Somebody is activating my heart. And thanks God, you have no connection with your heart whatsoever. You cannot accelerate your heart. That's why the heart is important, because you don't have the control over your heart. You're not supposed to. I know you don't like it. Don't you like to have the control of your heart? You, who dream to have the control over the universe, you don't want to have the control over, thanks God, you can do nothing. Because it has the control over you. Because you are the first one. Memory, intelligence, four level of this path, which is the level of sun. Remember that in time of Rumi, we are not the third planet. We are the center, and sun is fourth planet, not the third. Why? Moon counts. Earth is the center of the universe. Moon is around us. Then?
Venus and then the sun.
Another two planet. So sun becomes the fourth. Doesn't matter to us. We know what we're talking about. The bright light of knowledge is midway. And from here to there, Gabriel will take you. Means knowledge will take you from wherever you're standing up to the bright light of knowledge. But that's not the end of it. Another 3 step you have to go. How do you go there? Rumi said, the funny thing is, but as for him who broke his foot in the path of accession, Burak came up to him and he mounted. And Burak is, it's interesting, Gabriel, in this trip we're talking about, Gabriel is a horse. Not a real horse, but it's a mixture. Gabriel has the body of a horse, but it has wings because it flies. And the upper part of it is, don't you know?
Yeah.
Human?
Angel. With wings.
Woman. A woman. Yes. And in Islamic picture, they try to hide it because it's a woman. It comes very sexual. But in transcription, it's a woman. You know why it's a woman? A lot of different reasons, but for the simplest reason is we need a long hair with her. Because Muhammad will grab the hair. Do you remember how important the hair was to us? This is representing the path. That's why they talk about the hair too much. And Muhammad will grab the hair of Gabriel. And Gabriel is a lady, because Gabriel knows everything, and knowledge belongs to the lady. But when you have a broken bone, there is another horse. Imagine this horse with a wing, and the ladylike, and it has something on top of the head, the crown, a special crown. That's the crown of knowledge. That's the only angel with a crown, described with a crown. Muhammad will talk about the crown and the hair of this angel, because the crown is the Solomon's crown at the top of the Gabriel. And Gabriel is the perfect horse, right? He said, oh, if you break your feet, this Burak will come. Burak is a simple horse that Muhammad had. Because that little horse is in me. The rest I do with my own heart. Not with the knowledge. The steps of the knowledge will take me to the fourth. The rest three I should go with my heart. How? When my foot breaks down. Oh, we talked about this right at the beginning, do you remember? Why should you? I grabbed your notice and I said, I claim that Rumi put everything in a nutshell in the first paragraph. Then I said, okay, first story of Rumi. At the end of the first paragraph, the king realized that the shoes doesn't do. Barefooted. This is the next step. He said, your leg being broken. Not only you don't have the shoes, you don't have even the legs. Then the heart will take you there. This is the real meaning of faith. Because we believe that we are here to make this trip. And we are organized the best way to do it. And we have all the instrument. So remember, the best kind of knowledge will take you to somewhere. The rest is the hidden knowledge in you. The hidden knowledge in your heart. The little horse you have, which is Burak, and we love it because this is the horse of your prophet. This is the power of your heart. This will do it, because he was the bearer of the religion. He became, he was born, he was, it doesn't do to me, sorry, because now I'm not looking at the sentences, the words are different.